the bell.
Raymond. Watch the acclaim. Watch the acclaim accent. Romeo.
Romeo.
Cobrell. Cobrell.
Okay.
You see the O is long. And then
Cam.
Camille.
Okay.
Camille. And Ramiel.
Okay.
And Daniel.
Okay.
And Esquil.
All right.
And Baraja. 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 The Q is silent. Just
okay.
Like with President Trump. Just like with President Trump. The Q is silent.
Very cute. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then Sale. Right, guys?
Uh-huh.
And Armros and
Armros.
Patrol.
Right. Just flow with it. And see, like Finnegan's Wake, it'll just flow.
Right.
And don't know. Just go with it. And then it works itself out. Now, a lot of these different things, that's where your language has actually begun, actually.
Mm.
But see, you have to understand Orphic Baroque spirals in order for that to work.
Mm.
Because, see, the Prometheus never meant you to get this. You get that, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Why not? Why would they?
Because of the stages of apprehension. That's easy.
Oh.
That's easy. Stages
okay.
of apprehension.
Okay. All right. And then we have Zequiel and Sam Sapil and Saturel and Terrell and Jumjail mm-hmm. and Sariel. These are yeah. their chiefs of tens. What's the chiefs mm-hmm. of tens? Is that like a chieftain?
The secret council. The secret
oh.
council of ten.
The now, do these
now, this
guys
is also
know?
Listed. This is also listed in the Apocrypha too, but you're not doing the Apocrypha. But they do cross-reference it in the Apocrypha pretty fondly.
And are these guys? Do they know Ophanel?
Sure, of course. He starts most of this bullshit. Every time there's a problem, you can look around. There'll be Ophanel. Every time somebody wakes up with a sore butthole, there's Ophanel. Every time somebody gets ripped asunder, there's Ophanel. Every time somebody loses a mantle, there's Ophanel. Just watching it. Everywhere. He's everywhere.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, Bob makes everything better because Ophanel made everything so really bad.
Now, why do we think Bob does that?
We don't think it. That's what he does.
That's just what he does.
He's got to hurt it so he can hit it. He'll never waste a good catastrophe. Why waste a perfectly good catastrophe? It's hard to come by.
Create the disease, not for the cure, Judy. That's the root of my success.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Very good.
All
right.
Congratulations. Congratulations on your 84 score of your vitamin D. Good way to go.
Ah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Not everybody yeah. can say that. But, see, once again, you actually engage. If you'll take this shit, it will make a difference. But you've got to take it. Just buying it one bottle out a
Hello.
Year doesn't help.
Bookie's
you
office.
Need a little bit more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, I clicked on something accidentally. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay,
And we all know, there are no accidents, don't we?
That's right. Okay, so let's do chapter 7. This is where it gets kind of gnarly. All the others, together with them, took the wives and each chose for himself one, and they began to go unto them and defile themselves with them, and they taught them charms and enchantments.
Excuse me, ma'am. I would like to defile myself with you.
Right. That's the line. And also the cutting of roots. That sounds like ayahuasca, Ion. Would that be
yeah.
ayahuasca? Could it be?
Okay. A peyote of some sort. Chopping okay. Somebody call it chopping a Dutch. Chopping a Dutch.
Chopping a Dutch and made them acquainted with plants. So I'm imagining that they were.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
and then
be,
they.
That could be acorn squashes. There's marital aids too, so always be aware of that.
Okay. Then they became pregnant And they bear great giants whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when the men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And this is where we come to the alien part. Is this the alien story?
This is why you're going to need so much spam. They're already building the plants now to produce the human spam. It's so exciting.
Yeah, the
It'll say made in America. The human spam. It'll say made in America.
And the angels aren't afraid of the human flesh in any way.
Why would they be?
Well, because it's been vaccinated and stuff like that.
That don't make any difference. That's not even the point. The only thing the angels are scared of is that you're going to come into your power. Then they lose. They lose the war in heaven. That's why they fuck with you the way they do. Everybody thinks of these wonderful angels, my guardian angel. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, they fucking with you. They're not here for your health. They're trying to ease you into a watery grave.
Ion, were you in Atlantis?
Day before tomorrow.
But I mean Atlantis, the one that is and has been and will be again and all that. Were you Ion in Atlantis?
Yes. Well, and see, JW was there actually this week. He doesn't remember it. He's getting all fried. He thinks he's suffering from magnesium poisoning. He thinks he's suffering from magnesium poisoning. No joke. He's almost cutting everybody else up because he has a couple of ounces a day straight.
Oh my.
And he would give any sum of money to have the laxative effects. Would be thrilled to have that. But not so much.
Okay, so JW was in Atlantis earlier this week, which he doesn't remember. But Ion, when you were in Atlantis, what were you called? Were you called Ion?
No, the conversation is different there. You don't do titles. You just know people. There's no king of Atlantis. And you just know those people. Like, there's, And so you know who that is. We say, you know, oh yeah, that's She's married to him. Yeah. And him. And so you don't do names. You don't do titles. So it's not like that. You don't need it because you know there. You know there. And you don't have to make references. You would never make references to somebody else that would require a title.
So in Atlantis, are they all ascended?
Mostly. There's some that aren't, but mostly.
So you would not have been there, like, doing what you're doing with Bob to be answering questions?
No. See, that's a wonderful. This ascension thing is ridiculous. Get past that, and it's fun. Y'all making this hard, and we don't know why. It's very simple. So just go with it. Shit. Get on with it. Get happier. Get out.
Now, were all of us in Atlantis, too?
No, not all.
Some.
Everyone who drinks the blood.
Yes, because it talks about that here. The men could no longer sustain them, and then they devoured mankind. And then they began to sin against bird and beast and reptiles and fish and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. And then
now Aira would know all about this, what we call the Odins. See, they talked about the giants and reclaiming the Thor, you know, the hammer. They make movies about it. Who's that? Who is that little wormy dude that plays Thor? You know, he's real. He's pitiful looking. He's kind of like, he's got a body. Body's like Bob. He's like a toothpick. You know, ain't much to him. But he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, but there ain't much to him. Anyway, that Thor aspect of the giant in the land that would drink the mead from the Odinites.
Yes.
Odin. the same conversation, same lore and positions that's being laid out here.
Mm. Mm. It says, then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. So the earth has a personality to accuse.
Of course.
Okay. So is that Mother Nature or Gaia?
That's where the Empire Strikes Back. That's where the Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
And when New York gets a little bit more dirty, it's going to be due for a good old-timey bath.
Oh. So this Earth laid accusation, and is that Earth, is that the Earth, Mother Earth or Gaia, or what, it's a name that it has?
Well, once again, it would be, let's just call it Earth. Let's just call it,
call
that's
it.
What you call it. Because you have to be careful, Jeannie, because you start having this conversation and you know in something. And then 30 minutes later, we're going to start talking about that there's 17 Earths.
Yes.
That you're living
yes.
in now. So
yes.
these different realms of reality of capacity can overflow into the other, you see. So much so that then they start using diabetic drugs to lose weight.
Mm.
That's a Hollywood diet.
Yes, I saw that, Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, but her diet didn't work at all. It blowed her ass completely out. It's too much ass.
too much ass for Ion? That's a lot of ass.
Too much. Yeah, I know, but gee, it's just too much. And well, it's not balance. It's not proportion. You know, a 600-pound ham on a 200-pound sow don't look right.
600-pound ham. Listen. There you go. All right. Very good. Okay,
stop,
so we'll just...
Stop. You're making GQ Randy all that nasty, filthy talk you're doing over there, Jeannie Bell. You need to come back and get right and get him all stirred up. You're laughing now, but you won't.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll stick with those two chapters. I mean, I think we've gone through, we went through the angels coming, the angels sleeping with the guys, and then all the shit went sideways, and then the next thing you know, we're right back here where we are right now. They're going to come
doing homeopathic backspin. Homeopathic backspin.
Very good. Very good. All right, so we'll see if we can make any progress the next time we talk. How's that?
That was good, though. That was good because now you see this reference that's being made. Now, you got to realize that R.H. Charles didn't have the insight to know either. You know that, right?
Mm.
So there's a little bit of, some poetic libertine gospel that's been steered into this just a little bit.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of like the Book of Lot. It was to serve a function, a purpose, not just telling the story of Lot. It's the sociopathic condition of black. And that's what you had to get used to, you see, as a little man. But if you can go push through it, then you get everything back. It's like when you play a country song backwards, you get your dog back, your house back, and your lover back, and your bullets back, and your pistol. Double barrel butcher knife.
Okay. Very good. Hey, all Jimmy, right.
What chapters did you do?
We did chapters 6 and 7, Bob.
Okay. 6 and 7.
Did two of them. There were several words spoken. Did you get those words? There was words. We used words.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Come on.
Yeah, we used words.
I did all
How'd you like that?
I think I wrote the book, didn't
How'd
I?
You like that? Well, you that were accused like it. Of it for certain. You were accused of it. No, somebody else wrote it. Somebody else wrote, and you took credit for it, and then they owed you money, and then you took your picture by their tombstone. That's how it normally goes, isn't it, Bobby?
That's the curse. That's the role of curse in Bob's life. Ritual of curse,
I guess
Jimmy. Bob's covenant
curses
of the thunders. Seven aspects
the
of
thunders.
The blessings of the thunders.
Aspects.
Yep.
Aspects. You know, he's talking about aspects. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, chapter 6, 7 of the Book of Enoch, Bob's Curses, and Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
The Empire Strikes Back, very good.
It's That's Bob's position. If it feels good, do it.
Excellent.
So listen, Jenny, you got your seven parts. New heart, new body, never mind. New name, pure gold to adorn your altar. New life, new heaven, new earth. See, someone mentioned Michael thought that H-Bomb Ferguson's music would bring the guff back. Yeah. We're going to create a new heaven. It's going to be a different
kind of
heaven than the guff.
It's a dyad. It's a dyad. It's a dyad. Jenny.
I thought the new heaven and new earth was Andromeda.
Yeah. No, a dyad is on Bob's chart. Come on now.
No, I'm saying the new heaven and new earth. I thought that was Andromeda.
Okay.
No, it was the old earth.
Oh, the old earth. Okay, very good.
That's the part. Right. That's the part. Like all the humans, it will pass away.
Very good. Excellent.
So will a new heaven be a place for the ascended of the new Andromeda galaxy to exit into voluntarily?
Yeah. It'll be Quadrophenia on ecstasy.
Yeah, every now and then you'll do a little heroin, Ginny, you know.
No. You're not saying it right, Bob. It's called Heron. Nobody does Heron anymore, Bob. You can hit a tab of fentanyl for $5. Why in the hell would you go splurge on heroin?
Okay. I wasn't up on that since I don't do that stuff.
You know,
right?
Well, and if you did, you wouldn't remember it, so it's okay. If he remembered it, he'd never admit it, so it's good either way.
When I mingle with people who are on fentanyl, they say, hey, buddy, you're going to overdose. You're on too much.
That's fun. The Bob would have that conversation that someone would judge how much fentanyl you were using by your actions.
Right. Well, or even that you would be mingling with them, Bob. Usually they're under a rock somewhere. They're not really.
Well,
mingling.
I get around, Judy.
That's too much penis, Bob. That's too much penis. You're going to hurt yourself. That's too much penis. You don't want to be really working for that now. Be careful. See, I mean, come on. That doesn't come up in polite conversation, especially if you're in an opium den somewhere.
Yeah. Now, let me see. Is this going to work? Jack sending me the video. Very complicated. Download.
Lord.
Just send to YouTube, Jack. Look at this ridiculous stuff. They had this. Can't scan. They can't scan it, for fuck's sake. It's too large.
Can't open
too
emails.
Large. Jack, get back to the fucking
read what
YouTube
Oprah
method. This is stupid.
Do
it doesn't work.
Can't do nothing.
They said it's too big. Too big, Jack. I don't know why you're doing that Dropbox shit.
Say, Bob hears that all the time. It's too big. Too big. He hears it all the time. Just too big, Bob.
They never say my mouth is too big, though, Jenny. They never say my mouth is too big.
Well, see, Bob, since you've been working on the gag reflex, you're doing so much better now. You can't believe he read Zig Ziglar's How to Win Friends and Influence People. He's very
Zig
good.
Ziglar.
He's very good at it. Zig Ziglar.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, you're welcome, Jenny.
That was fun.
And,
if y'all need any more tips now, just we're here for you. We're here 24/7. Just pop a top and get on board. We're good.
Just pop the top. All right, very good. Thank you.
There's supposed to be a person coming in. They came in, but then they dropped off. So phone number begins with, was that Greg?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute. I was just ranting like you wouldn't believe, so I guess. Ion, you are our best tipster. That's what I was saying.
Well, we just leave the money on the nightstand. That's all we got.
Yes,
just leave the money on the nightstand.
Yes, I do have a couple questions, Bob. Ion, if we can't answer this because it, you know, could affect Bob's future existence on the planet or his security, can we just, like, have a code word to say, tell us a story or something like that?
We'll call it Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky
Very good.
And
okay.
Bullwinkle. And if we can talk about it, we'll give it in the version of from Natasha. Remember Natasha?
Of course.
And Boris. And Boris.
Boris and Natasha, that's right.
Boris and Natasha.
Hey, question.
And if it's real good, if it's real, whoa, now, you got to get this right now. Safe words don't work if you don't participate. They don't work. Now, you should know this. If it gets really, really bad, we'll refer to it as the Slappy Squirrel. Slappy the Squirrel.
Slappy the Squirrel.
On Animaniacs, Slappy the Squirrel. Okay, go ahead.
this alleged loss of GPS around some airports in Texas, is this a natural phenomena that may be occurring through the Earth, or is this a man-made? Fort Bragg.
I can't let you can't see what's going on there. But now we have provided much documentation in the sesquipedalian world to show you what's going on. They're having to use commercial airports because so much of the military is moving. Bad or good. It's huge. Well, you might refer to it as the War of the Roses.
Now, the military is moving. Is it moving to a different installation or just getting the hell out of Dodge in the true expression
It's preparing. It's preparing to make the crooked way straight. Oh, wait. For our LGBTQ people, forward, never straight. Sorry. For the LGBTQRST people, forward, never straight. Got it. Okay. Sorry about that. We didn't mean to fuck up your pronouns if we did.
Thank you. Okay, so... the military is getting out of preparing for something, but in their preparing for something, the effect or affect of that is a loss of GPS in this area.
That's correct. You can't show it because then everybody can see it. And if everybody can see it, then they look. And if they look, then they would know. And if they know, they'd get prepared. And then find out what high and tight and locked and loaded looks like. You see.
Got it.
Because now you can do Google Earth and see anything except what Google Earth doesn't want you to see. You know, it doesn't see. Then, you know, now you can't see everything. You can see everything, absolutely everything, without fair exception, as long as they want you to see it.
Exactly. Very good.
The same way blowing up the tunnels at the, under the FBI building, which is, by the way, empty, dead-ass empty. Kind of
I did see a little video on that. There was nobody to be found.
Yeah. Okay. And then they blew up the tunnels underneath it. Tried to get them off. It's a bad...
Was it successful?
There's some badass... No, never has been. There's some badass bullshit going on now. Y'all just play with this if you want to. When Joe Biden gets on the TV and says, the economy is amazing. It's bad as hell. It's amazing. You can't believe how hard I had to work to get this economy raging like it's raging.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God.
You can't do that. How do you unproduce energy? Yeah, I did that.
Yeah,
I do that.
Yeah, so when he says...
I run this. You don't run it. I run this. Let me see how big a... You bet if you'd have dug a hole any deeper, we could be in the bottom of it. You can dig the hole any deeper.
There is an audience for that. There's an audience who absolutely lock, stock, and barrel. I know that's kind of amazing, but whatever. There's another story that allegedly.
No, wait. Hold on. There's another part to that.
Oh, very good.
Here's the other part. Here you go. You got pigs in a poke. Okay, you throw them in there. Democrats and independents and socialists and communists and xenophobes and the basket of deplorables and the Trumpies. And then Trumpies and other Trumpies and got little mushroom penises. And then Trumpies got little mushroom penises. And they throw them all in the sack. And you dump them out. And you really can't hardly tell the difference. Because now all the rub is now we have a tsunami. The red wave. Red Nation. It's coming. It's coming. The wave of all waves is going to blow through. And then you start asking them what they're going to do. And they said, this is really bad. This is bad. It's going to take us some time. 15-20 years to dig out this hole. It's really bad. We're not going to do anything. We're going to have to work on this a little bit. We're going to start this up. Because you can't just turn a switch on and start drilling oil. Well, how do you get oil if you don't start drilling oil? need a rep.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a problem because they're not going to do anything either. You see.
Not so going to or can't? Can't do anything.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah. You're right.
Because in difference? About 1 second, in about 1 second, if you're thirsty enough, you'll dig a well. You sail if you have to.
That's right. Agreed.
Yep. You go back to old Digger Barnes. Digger Barnes, he did it. He ran out there, pissed off. Well, he was really, really fond of Miss Abby Southworth. He was on her like a bad habit, Digger was. But they was wildcatting. He just went out and did it. He didn't ask nobody. They didn't have no money. They just went to dig a hole, and if they hit struck something, the jacks would pull it out of the ground, shit, let her go. That's how it went.
Well, so this red wave will be able to point the blame and have lots of blame games and therefore be able to say, well, this is going to take a while to fix because of what we were left with in the pot, so to speak. Is that a good way to say it?
What was eviscerated? No. What was eviscerated? So what's going to have to happen is, remember the unthinkable Molly Brown?
I know the story, but not details. Go ahead.
Okay. What happened was they went to the bank and cashed in a ton of money, cash money. And they didn't know about a place to put it. It was a problem. So they put it in the stove, stuck it in the stove just to hide it because it was an orange stove, so it was easy. Well, they got up and it was a little cold, and so she started the fire and burned up all the damn money. And then last, because she became the darling Deb of Dallas and burned up all the damn money. So here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to get a stove pipe and fill it up full of cash and money and burn up the damn money. That's what they're going to do. They have put so much money out because Bob called his dick. Well,
right. I get it.
Slapping a squirrel. Anyway, they had to make so much money so they could pay Bob. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and Bob don't give a fuck. He's got money now and he doesn't know it.
Sure.
They cut him off and he still doesn't know it. He didn't know any difference when he had or didn't have. It didn't make a difference to him. He don't care. Money, he says, that's vulgar. We're talking about money. That's ridiculous. So they got up enough money to be able to pay Bob. And so now they got to undo it and get rid of this money. You got to bring down the money because you cannot produce enough GNP to match the $7 trillion that's been spent.
Get it.
Do it.
What's the mechanism they'll use to burn the money in the oven?
Stove, flue, open up the flue, get a good hot fire.
Yes. That's an analogy. What would be the...
Napalm. Napalm is effective. Napalm is effective.
Yes. So they're going to call in all the money. They're going to ask all the citizens to do their part.
No, you're going to do it. No, you're going to do it yourself. You're going to be happy to. It's going to be a curse. Bob says it's a curse. It's big vulgar. You shouldn't be handling, common people should not be handling money. And they give them money, then every time you get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happened. These people run around here, move out of a perfectly good house and go live on the street so they can shoot up drugs that are too cheap to buy. Too cheap to buy. We'll figure that one out.
Yes, that's a good one. Too cheap to buy.
And I got politicians making the taxes so high that people can go live off the government for free when they can just reduce the taxes and they can stay in the houses and got high in the houses that they had for no percent interest. Because, see, money went to nothing. Money had no value. When the interest rate is zero, money has no value. Well, time is money. Well, there is no time and there is no money. So, therefore,
Now they've
blowed money up to such a degree, and then what are they doing? 50 basis points, 75 basis points, 100 basis points at a time. Now all of a sudden you're going back to 20% interest, and you got your abacus handy.
Well, yes, somewhat, but keep going because
no. What we're gonna say is just for shits and giggles. We produce so much in a gross national product, the value of the goods and services produced. Well, I guess that's China's gross national product now, not ours, but it used to be ours. But regardless, that's okay. So anyhow, your bubble, here we go. Do the math at, say, 6%, 7% on $31 trillion.
You said there's not enough cotton or paper or trees to print that amount of money.
In $100 bills. That's right. Exactly. So there's the problem. And so what's got to happen is you've got to replete the money. This is voodoo economics. We're going to have to spend our way out of debt. We're going to spend our way out of debt. I don't know how you do that. We're going to spend our way out of debt. So it's all going to fall. Now, there's lots of conversation that bubbles into here. They'll just say, we'll make a new currency. And apparently, China and Putin have made a gold-backed currency. La-di-da-di and fly-di-da-da-di. They're going to do this, and they're going to take, they're going to make the U.S. dollar nothing, because it already is. You understand, 10-year, what's the 10-year note right now?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess
stupid high. It has to.
So that's how they're going to take money out of circulation, by pretending to give a great return on their $10. Very interesting.
Well, they do.
Ties it up. Right, it ties up the dineros. Yeah, okay. Now, will there ever be a time where they say the Canadian? I said Canadian dollar. Sorry. Let me go wash my mouth out.
Good Lord.
The physical American dollar would have to be exchanged for a new currency of you know, manipulated wealth. Do you see that as part of their solution for curbing the bills they've thrown out there?
Okay. We're just going to say okay. Because remember when we were teaching triangulation, and we triangulated the euro to zero?
Yeah.
Nobody bought that. Nobody bought that for a second. But these days, you wouldn't have much trouble convincing anybody that that's possible.
Yes, of course. Sure. Yeah. Well,
now. Now you wouldn't then. Well, you wouldn't swap. You wouldn't swap a pound sterling for 94 cents either.
No, of course, yeah. So in the same
and
vein...
And now if you can get somebody to take it, it'll be a good toughens is what they want to give you now.
Now, would the EU be doing that on purpose in order to be able to reissue some kind of currency that they have more control over?
They don't matter. They don't care. That's why all the leaders are leaving.
Yeah, I was going to say,
mistrust. Liz Truss, that she never was elected for it, and that's a pretty hard thing to do, to get elected for it. And then they give it to her, and she said, all she did was walk the Queen across the road to Sandringham, and she says, I've had it. Okay, this is just too much for me. I can't take this. 28 days is just too much. I can't.
Now, did she see something that scared the bejesus out of her, or truly she just went, I'm going to the beach?
No, she's alien, and she don't want to be the tag. You know, the tag you're in. Bob says, the last one that leaves New Zealand turn out the lights.
Okay. She saw that there was a bullseye on her for taking all the blame for everything from, you know, Jesus dying on the cross to, you know, okay, that's good. I get it.
To the Pope's hemorrhoids.
That's right. Very good. Okay, that's good. I think we've massaged that pretty good. There are some stories out there about small islands or countries getting their ocean telecommunications cables cut. That doesn't seem to be a really big deal or news, considering, you know, everything's coming through satellite and this and that. Is there any basis to this?
No. That satellite's not based on anything. Because that satellite, see, with the EMP, that's not going to work. There aren't many chips in underground cables.
Good point. Right. Yes. Reliable.
And it's like everybody has a router. Okay, first of all, everybody's got Wi-Fi. Who do you know don't have Wi-Fi?
Everybody's got Wi-Fi.
Well, Wi-Fi don't come out your ass. Wi-Fi doesn't come through the clouds. You normally have a service provider of some sort that brings something into you that you plug yep. your router into to convert it to Wi-Fi.
Okay. Following,
this is Tesla. This is Tesla 202. Why would I run a war with electricity when I could just hold the light bulb up in the air and get in the bulb illuminate?
Very good. Now, are you referring to Starlink in this regard? Or the
I am. We are.
Very
we
good.
Do.
Ooh, love it. No, I get that. Very cool. Okay, so cutting the cables is...
It proves that it makes it... every other capacity is now eliminated.
Every other capacity.
Because even Starlink has to work to something. Even Starlink has to work for something.
Yes.
It's just like Jack's file. It's too big. Well, for them. Is it a terabyte? Is that a lot? Is a terabyte a lot? Remember?
Well, it depends on the service. But anyway, that's good.
Servers.
Yes.
Servers.
Now, Starlink, every time I see a reference to Starlink, it's, to bring internet to, countries and people
Botswana.
Yes.
Lower Mongolia, because they really need to know what Elon Musk's stock price is today. They really know who's in, who's out, what's up and down on Twitter. Somebody should make a twat. They could do twats. And have twatters, and then they could do that. Why not? And they sold Parler. You know that, right?
Right. Isn't who's its face wants to buy Parler?
Yay!
Kanye. That's right.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
But back on topic. What does Parler have to do with Starlink?
They're gonna converge.
And what will happen with Musk's, seeming desire to buy TikTok?
No, not TikTok. Not TikTok. Twitter.
Twitter, sorry. Yes, okay, Twitter.
Yeah.
They're all the same. And how does that, are those going to be blended together?
We use TikTok. We don't use Twitter. There's a difference. Hey, there's a mountain in there somewhere if you look hard and wide.
Okay, so Musk a couple of days ago, or I should say SpaceX, took up 23 Starlink satellites. And would those satellites be going, are they geostationary and they just sit above a certain spot and then we'll be able to deliver or broadcast, whatever it is, that they plan on doing in a designated area? Is that sort of how it's planned, or is there some other nefarious desires of those?
Morris, you better check with Natasha on that one.
Ah, very good. Okay. 10-4. Copy that. Very good.
Because if you go down there, now you're out. See, every time we give the missile codes, people get pissed off. I don't understand it.
Can you blame them? Come on. Can you blame them?
Shit. Well, if they kept a little bit of business, they took care of their business, somebody else wouldn't be in their business, would they?
If some of those 11 people listening tonight heard those and passed them on to nefarious individuals, Bob would be in a whole shitstorm. Come on.
Nah, BB Netanyahu will take up for Bob. Don't you worry about it. BB will be back in a minute. Don't worry.
Netanyahu's getting voted back in now, too, along with Boris.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's the only one left. See, they don't have, nobody will take it. We're going to have a non-prime minister.
That's hilarious.
Fuck your government. I don't want her. She's too big for me. I can't deal with this. I can't take it.
So everybody's everybody's going to step back from the lineup and there's going to be one person left standing there looking at their phone going, what did I just agree to?
Well, that is, you won. You're the designated survivor. Yay! We just hope you survive. We just hope
that's, priceless. Nobody wants to be a prime minister. Fucking, that's great.
Well, hey, look at the number of countries who have had a sudden shift in their leadership.
Yes.
Angela Merkel held on to it for 100 years, and she said, "Oh, I'm a mistake, y'all. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to the beach. Yeah. Go back. I got my sensible shoes. I'm going to the beach. We're good. Thank you."
Yeah. Crazy. Italy, same deal.
Macron.
They're passing the baton.
To anybody that'll take it. And that's because they can't sustain it, and it's going to be ugly, and they know it. And see,
What does it mean they can't sustain it?
Life in their countries.
Okay, and they don't want to be the last one leaving and turning out the lights. They want to be the first one.
He wants to run the country. Says we have to install some new showers at Auschwitz. Now you'd be really good if you say anything. We're gonna put you in the back of the line. So you just line up and you be really quiet, and we're gonna hook up. They're new. They're improved showers at Auschwitz. So just behave yourself. It's your turn right away. Who wants to be the one making that public service announcement?
Well, I mean, there was a little thing on the internet. I thought it was quite good that it said, "Now can you see how Jim Jones convinced all his people to drink some of the Kool-Aid?"
Sure, it was very tasty Kool-Aid too. We had some; it was delicious. Yeah. It was vintage.
Vintage, very good. Well, that's all pretty cool. Lots of little links there. I do appreciate you throwing in the little teasers. That's good.
Those are called balustrades. Those are not teasers. They're balustrades.
New word to need. Balustrade. Have you heard of that word?
Balustrade.
She's saying she does.
Of course she has. She knows it. She's what holds the railing of your stairs up. That's the teeth that hold the railing up on your banister.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Ion. Bob, I'm complete for this evening anyway.
What was the last topic?
You need to sell your house. It's worth a fortune now.
I did catch its little bump there, and you know how beautiful this is. We thought about it, and everybody's got a price, but it's so beautiful.
No. It's gonna be great until you tell them that every goddamn bulb is coming out of there with you when you leave. They can have this thing meant fine, but every goddamn bulb's coming out of the ground. There won't be anything left.
That's right. 75 LEDs in this house and property. 75.
And that's hilarious. And it's something. It's something.
It is something. Very good. All right. Thank you.
Oh, and Jeannie's Christmas cactus is amazing. JW,
it keeps coming earlier. Yes.
It's fast. I mean, it had to go in an even bigger pot, but it's just tipping the red one. Hers is white. The red one is just tipping, just starting to tip, to get the little things. Hers are like blowed up already.
They are blowed up. Every year they seem to bloom earlier, before Christmas. Cactus was maybe the middle end of November.
Used to be Christmas.
Yeah, they never waited till Christmas. You're absolutely right. Never waited that long. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Only 64 more shopping days till Christmas.
The last topic before the host was we were talking about the Prime Minister of the UK and that none of them want to be responsible for shit falling off the tracks completely, so they're just leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
okay. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So
thanks,
we got. I'll check here. People aren't being consistent.
It's just like when Ann Richards was the governor of the great state of Texas. They come along and have all this, that, and the other, and she'd say, well, no, we didn't have that trouble when I was the governor. I don't know.
Okay, you
need leadership
Michael?
Or something to lead. Michael, you're going to let Michael in this time of night? Good Lord, this is real. Something's going to... Somebody, whoever got Bob, bring him back. We think this is not going to end well. Whoever got Bob, bring his ass back, because this ain't working. Okay, you next, you'll have Aaron. It ain't even bedtime yet. Or middle
Are you
of
ready,
bedtime
Michael?
Yet, sort of.
I'm here, Bob.
Yeah, do you have some questions?
I do, Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Do you have electricity? Do you have electricity?
We do at the moment, thank you, Iron. But we are having daily load shedding, so it could go at any time.
Oh, my God. You should eat more fiber. If you have load shedding, you should eat more fiber. But psyllium will help heal your gut.
All right. So, Iron, some very simple questions for you.
Well, we have very hard answers.
The first one is, what is God?
Bribed? Wrong? That's not a simple question. That's not an understandable question. Understandable.
I recall recently, it was either in Bob Carolyn's session, I think it was in the Carolyn session about the rings, where you said no one has asked what God is. So I'm asking what is God? Is that not answer?
A creator, the creator, the creator of all things, the essence, the alpha, the omega. The Dionysed capacitor. The right too lofty. Rai Eloi too lofty, Bob.
Is he defining God?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Bob.
Uh-huh. And it's all
time. We said Bob.
You need to listen. We did say Bob.
No, I'm not listening. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. And now you got to watch out because in the meson and the triad and then different levels, like say through the
You're
dyad
meson,
or the tetrad.
Meson is M-E-S-O-N, but then you were to me, I think, saying Meson, China, M-I-E-S-S-E-N.
No, that's Meson. That's Meson. Meson is in your chart. Meson, that's what the little bobblehead sitting on the mantle, the little Bob doll, the little Bob doll, and Meson.
Yeah,
it's very
nice. Meson is the second quadrant, Meson.
Correct. Excellent. Oh, you've been looking at his chart? He's got a chart, you know. He's never looked at it. Bob's never looked at it, but he says he's got a chart, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you want to know? Is that what God is?
Yeah, and so the next one is...
Let me tell you what God's not.
Okay.
God's not selfish, not envious, not strident, not out of bounds, not less than. Never argues for its own limitations because it has no limitations. Never sees anyone less than perfect. Never sees anyone less than perfect.
Mm.
Completely.
That's a high bar right there, Iron.
Dude.
Well, thank you for that.
You're
so
welcome.
What is
I told you. I told you we had hard answers.
So another simple question. What is the name of God, Iron?
Better talk to Boris and Natasha.
Boris and Natasha?
Mm-hmm. Remember our safe word? You have been listening, right?
So do I skip that one, or do I...
We're not above my pay grade. Well, to say it causes the end of the world.
Okay, gotcha.
And we like that.
Let's tell Bob.
And let's tell Bob. And let's tell Bob, and he'll put it on facial book, and then watch the whole darn thing burn. And then have, and he'll be out there. He'll be with the one screaming at Carolyn, making the little Ephesians, chopping up sticks so he can wash you. Take his little weenie, stick his little weenie on a stick, and while the world is burning, cook his little weenie on the fire of life and roast him marshmallows. You don't even know what a marshmallow is. Oh, yes, you do. They used to come with the puffs that you didn't eat, Bob, the puffs, the marshmallows.
What is this Natasha stuff?
Boris and Natasha, don't you remember the
safe words,
the cartoon? Yes, they are. If it's really bad, it's Slappy Squirrel. Slappy the Squirrel.
Say first. I don't know anything
about
it.
Really
who's talking here?
You know Rocky and Bullwinkle? Rocky and Bullwinkle, Bob? Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, yeah, you said Rocky and Bullwinkle. I remember that.
Yeah, Boris and Natasha were a sub part.
Ion and Greg established the faith words when something came up that was going to rent Bob asunder. So it's very important.
Thank you.
Correct. That we maintain some level of decorum, however fleeting.
So what did Michael say that made that?
He wanted us to let you hear the name of God. And we thought we weren't going to do it because you put it on Facebook and burn, destroy the world and roast your little weenie and your marshmallows on the fire. That's what we said. We're not going to tell. And it's not for the 11 people that may or may not be involved. Well, it's pretty late now. Most of them are drunk by now anyway, Bob, so it's okay. Don't worry about it. You don't, no secret safe here. No step too high for a high stepper. Then what happens is we don't care if they know the name of God. We just don't want you to know the name of God, Bob.
Yeah.
Here at the wall. Don't let Bob go. Bob's got a lot on him. He's had a lot of stress. It's been a tough week. He's really stressed out. He's actually considered taking up something to do. It's amazing. He's considered it. He's considered it.
So, Ian, you said the point of ascension is so that we can live. So I'm curious, what is, in your terms, does it mean to be alive or to live?
To function, not as a human being, but as a God. To have full capacity, unlimited everything. And so that's the part of living. Now, you don't need a body to do that, but it's real handy. I mean, you know, everybody's going batshit crazy for cranial intercoursing, but mind fucking ain't very satisfying. Actually, get right down to it. I guess it might be, but you know, it's like cranial flatulence. You know, it's a mind fart.
It's fun to be in a body, Ian.
It is. Well, because you have something to justify everything too. That was good. That's like Bob doesn't like hot things or cold things. He only wants tepid things. So Karen kill herself to make a good something to eat, which is 100 times a day, loading the counter up. It takes a lot to load that big counter up with food from one end to the other. And Bob Stark says, one meal a day. It's a really long one, but one meal a day he eats through. The point is, if there's anything hot, he don't want it. Just say it right there. She's like, well, I'm going to eat my food. It's hot. It's the one I want to eat with hot food. Oh, no. He'll get hot chocolate, and then it has to be ice cold. Then he'll sip it. Then he's like, he doesn't notice. He notices if it's too cold, and he notices if it's too hot.
And what about spicy food? Does Bob like spicy food?
He doesn't know. He's never tasted anything. He inhales things. He used to back in the day before they found out that there was all carbs in the Saturday Night Fever popcorn, they put the chili flake in the popcorn to make it like a spicy thing, a little bit, and it was good. It actually had a little flavor. that he didn't notice. And if she didn't put it in there, he didn't notice. He, you know, he's never going to know. He's never going to notice. He's a non-eater. And if something's tasty, that's bad, because that means all of it's going to be consumed. If it's tasty, ever says something is tasty, oh, it's over. It's a wrap. You better run. That peanut butter, that's very tasty. And go to the Costco and get the 5-gallon buckets of peanut butter. And he's like, that's tasty. 5 gallons is gone. That's it. It's like, well, I guess we'll mark a little stick a fork in that one. It's done.
Yep.
So she hides the rest of it. I don't know how they're going to make it through the zombie apocalypse, because if Bob finds something he likes to eat, he's going to eat a year's supply in a day.
You better have good storage facilities in your bunker then, Bob.
They don't make no difference. What the hell? If he knows it's there, if he knew where the damn chocolate was today, it would be gone. But Karen has to, she has workers come in the night, in the daytime while he's asleep, and build little retreats so that she can stow the chocolate, because it can't get too hot and it can't get too cold. But she got to have it just right to stow it where it'll preserve, so she can have a piece of chocolate once a while, once in a while, not like every day. Bob would never have it. He would have it all right then, whenever that was. Just like that.
Oh, Bob.
Damn, look, this has been the whole thing. Now, Bob, this is about you, and it's about food. You and food. Every week we're going to have a section of Bob's eating habits. So we'll talk about Bob's eating. We'll talk about what you ate and what it looked like and how to care and display it and how many spoons you may have to wash at the end of the day. Bob has more spoons. He don't do any dishes, but he does spoons to the end of the world. It's crazy. Too many spoons.
Let's try to get some meat, Michael.
Okay.
No meat. Right. You don't like meat. You don't eat meat. You rather eat meat. You say it's not.
Okay, Ian.
It's easy to slide down your throat hole.
Is there one specific ascension path, or does ascension tailor itself to the individual?
There is no ascension path. There's a process to ascend, period. So it's not like a journey. We lay it out in the Emmaus Road, okay? We do that way on purpose so that you can have a construct to embrace.
Right.
To embrace.
I know you've laid out certain...
It can be like the Damascus Road with one thunderbolt.
Yeah.
So are you saying there is one path of ascension? Is that what he said,
no,
Michael?
No, we're just saying. No, he asked, was there multiple ways to ascend? We go, no, there's only one way to ascend, but some people go slow, some people go crazy, and some people don't do it. Some do it twice or undo it, or they will then, they'll get to their coronation. And then they'll get coronated, and then they'll abdicate their throne. They're still coronated, but they'll abdicate their throne.
So
there's
multiple,
one path, but there's different reactions.
No, there's no path. There's one process, but there's multiple ways that it can be engaged. Is that correct, Ian?
You can see it. Uh-huh. Yeah, your eyes only see what's in front of it, but you can turn your head.
So you say there's a universal process of ascension. Let's have some particulars of it.
Melchizedek. That's a good example. Melchizedek. And, who's your little goober? King Solomon. That's a good one.
What do you do? Read them? Are you saying read their sections of the Bible?
Oh, no. That's just they ascended a certain way, and they were different. That's an example of how they became king. And how Solomon controlled the power as God.
So they were two versions of something?
Yeah. They both were gods, but one went one way and the other one another.
And we can read about their particular way in their chapters.
Oh, Bob,
so,
nobody reads anymore. Who
so
reads?
Today's
You're
way
the only one that reads.
So today's way would include the products, talking to Bob, talking to Ian. That would be part of today's process, Ian.
That would give you all the particulate that you would need to move your body into the new step. Now, the one you need to be talking to is actually Bert. Bertrand has got this figured out. He doesn't fight the system. He never explains. He never